For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions, Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, Chop Shop Casual Urban Eatery, having an end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, back bar refrigeration, rapid cool cook ovens, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Today's a very exciting day.
Oh,
I'm so pumped. It's not about talking about how the Avs gave up seven goals. It's not even about the fact that the Rockies won. It's not about that the Nuggets play tonight. It's costume reveal
day. New costumes.
New costumes. Nothing gets me more excited than sports fashion. 9 o'clock. This is very exciting.
Well, is there anything that would actually make it exciting for you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a costume. I can't stress that enough. It's a costume. And people are working themselves up into a lather over this.
People like fashion.
And I find that kind of ironic, considering most men are so fashionless.
Right.
Yet they care about what their team is wearing.
Yeah. I don't really have much of an opinion other than I think that the Broncos have done a fairly good job with their social media team.
Yeah.
Kind of stringing this thing along.
Oh, yeah.
And having some fun and kind of a couple of chuckles. And
right.
Stuff. So I'll give it a look, but I mean, it's not appointment viewing for me.
Here. Alex, you're the resident Broncos fan. Are you looking forward to the season more or the costume reveal?
Oh, the season. That's not even a question.
Really?
It isn't even a question.
Knowing what it could be.
Yeah.
I like the uniforms, but it's not like I get real stoked for it. It's not like a countdown for me.
Yeah, uniforms have never really... the only time that uniforms...
We got to stop talking about this.
No.
Please.
The only time that uniforms really jump out at me is when they're just so flipping bad. Right?
Yeah. We got to move on. I can't talk about it. Because now we're taking this seriously. Time now for the lead. Okay.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
We got new costumes!
Thanks, Nate.
How about that Avs game
last
night?
Oh, my God.
Wow, I think the Jets might still be scoring. 7-6. Defense was bad. Georgiev was worse. One-goal game. Final score field is close?
Yeah.
It did?
Kind of, because... And kind of. Only because the Avs did enough offensively to make me a little more hopeful.
Right. I agree with that.
I think that there's, it's like, oh, okay, Hellebuck is not quite this Rubik's Cube that we were making him out to be. Now, he may be.
He is a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
They just made him out to look normal.
Right.
In one game.
In one game. It and it doesn't mean that it'll be the same tomorrow night.
Right.
But I think that that was a really hopeful situation. But clearly, you cannot move forward now with Georgiev. You just can't. You can't. His save percentage was sub 700. I mean, you and I can don the pads and go out there and give it a better shot. Maybe I could just like stand and take one for the team off my teeth. I mean, every time the puck got into that zone,
you got nervous.
I got nervous.
Right.
Every single time.
Right.
I just did.
Yeah.
And you know something? I think this has as much to do with the team and the confidence they have in a goalkeeper.
Well, let me sum that up in a phrase, which I've used before. The relationship between Georgiev and the defense is based on trust and confidence. He has no trust in them, mm-hmm. and they have no confidence in him.
Yeah, and I think that probably, how can anybody on that team have confidence in him now?
Well, let's be perfectly frank here. The first three goals, you can blame solely on the defense.
Right. And Manson was probably to blame for at least two of them. I get it, but that dude isn't seeing it. He's not seeing the... It's like when in baseball, there are times when you see the ball really well.
Right.
He's not seeing the puck.
No.
I'm not asking him to stand on his head. I'm asking him to make average saves. Am I wrong?
Don't let them go five hole on you.
I mean, come on.
I mean, the scouting report is clearly go high glove side.
Jesus.
Now, some of those shots were pretty spectacular. Second and third goals, Patrick Watt doesn't make.
Right.
Okay. But he was terrible. And you know what? He was terrible throughout
yeah.
the month of April.
Yes.
He played five games, gave up 22 goals. This should not come as some huge shock.
No. In fact, I feel like we've been having this question with the future of a guy teetering on the edge for the better part of a month now.
Is it fair to say he might need to see a sports psychologist?
Yes.
Kind of like golfers who get the yips.
Yes. I mean, he's Steve Sachs trying to throw a ball from second base to first.
But here's something.
He's Chuck Knobloch.
But here's something else to consider, if we're being completely honest. Let's look at this defensive core. I understand that they want to be aggressive defensively and into the zone. I get that, right? But have they put way too much emphasis on offensive defensemen? Jack Johnson's pretty old. Manson's a nice player.
Wasn't last night.
Look at who they picked up, you know, at the trade deadline. You're wondering, maybe they need some stay-at-home defensemen. A couple of years ago, they were able to get away with it.
A little too late for that now.
You know what this reminds me of? Watching the Avs right now reminds me of watching the 2016 Broncos.
Okay.
John Elway was more than good to go into the 2016 season with Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
Because he felt so good about the defense. And Sakic and McFarlane feel so good about the offense, they're willing to go into the regular season without a proven goalie. Not only in the regular season, but in the playoffs.
How much difference is Anonen yesterday? They only had, 24 or 5 shots? That's all they had.
They had 4 goals on 10 shots
yeah.
to start the game.
It was head-shaking.
Right.
Nope. Look, it's one game. It's one game.
Right.
And if you can get game 2... the complexion of the series changes dramatically coming home for 2 games on their home ice.
This was the game to steal, though.
It was the game. It was right there. It was there for the taking.
Yeah.
And you may not have that opportunity again.
No.
You just may not.
Hellebuyck is not giving up 6 goals in the game.
You sure as heck wouldn't think so. But, and not even really a fun game to watch. It was more frustrating and irritating than anything else.
Right.
It was like, there was a part of me that was sitting there, and I don't ever want it to get personal, but I felt like Georgiev was stealing money.
Wow.
I mean, it was like, dude, can you just make basic saves? Just for, two or three.
First three I'm not putting
on. We've get that. That has been stated.
Good.
That has been stated. I get you. But come on. Dude, you only faced, 24, 25 shots? It wasn't a volume game.
Right.
The Avs outshot them nearly 2-1.
Right.
They were the better team in the offensive flow. They were the better team.
Right. I mean, when you look at the trade deadline, they made some really nice pickups.
Yeah.
They desperately needed a second line center. I'm with you on that. I don't know what you're really getting at the trade deadline for a goalie. I love me some Sean Walker. But you kind of had the feeling that Georgiev wasn't the guy throughout the majority of the season.
Right. How much more evident could it have been? Really? He's been the same guy through most of the season.
No.
Every now and then catches a little hot streak and has some decent games. And maybe those are the things that make you a little more hopeful. But he's been dubious at best all season. You can't start him. You cannot start him tomorrow night.
Hey, wait. Anonin hasn't even been cleared to play yet.
I know. We don't even know what sick means in hockey terms.
And oh, by the way, leaving him out there reminded me of a manager in baseball leaving a guy out there in the sixth inning when he's given up 12 runs because you need to keep your bullpen fresh. Now, granted, the guy that they had on the bench, I don't think he'd ever played an NHL game, right? I suppose you could have put him in there. Quite frankly, you should have put him in there. It's a game like this that got Patrick Waugh to Colorado.
Hmm.
Where he was livid that he wasn't pulled from that game. That Montreal's head coach left him in there. Now, Georgiev doesn't have the same chops.
No.
He should have been pulled.
Yes.
And just get this guy experience. Even if that guy would have given up 10 goals, who cares?
Yeah.
You got to get Georgiev out of the game.
And yet you come back and still have 30 seconds at the end of the game to try to tie it. There's a part of me that said, hey, I love the perseverance of it all. Your offense, it was clicking. Your power play looked fantastic. That's good. But, dudes, I mean, you get 6 in a game like that on the road against that goalkeeper and you don't win?
Think about this for a second.
My God.
Here. Would Landeskog have made a difference? No.
Well, no. Darcy Kemper might have made a difference.
Darcy Kemper was better than people thought.
Sure he was.
By far.
No question.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming up after the break, let's talk about a team that is getting ready to hopefully win 2 games in a row. Big win for the Nuggets on Saturday night. You have any reason to believe the outcome is going to be different tonight? That's next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com.
Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle. At Eric Goodman. Today, Chop Shop Casual Urban Eatery. Having an end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, back-bar refrigeration, rapid-cook ovens, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, if your siding, windows, or doors need a makeover, go with the best, Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount just named the best siding contractor in the best of Mile High magazine, as they were a top three finalist as well in the windows and doors category. What do their customers think? They think a lot of them. They've been a family-owned business since 2009, nearly 600 five-star Google reviews. And at Paramount, they'll do any size project, unlike the competition. They only do big projects. Go with the best, Paramount Siding and Windows. Go to ParamountSidingandWindows.com or check out their state-of-the-art showroom in Littleton. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Game one is in the books for the Nuggets. 11-point win on Saturday. Game two tonight. Any reason to believe the outcome is going to be any different, especially if Aaron Gordon doesn't get into foul trouble? Because I don't think the first half is that bad if Aaron Gordon doesn't get into foul trouble. Peyton Watson offensively was a nice spark off the bench.
Yeah. Jamal Murray's got to hit some shots.
But he talked about why he didn't hit shots. He said that, you know, he was probably too amped up.
Okay.
And honestly, when you look at what happened in game one last year against Minnesota, he said he came out too amped up. He was 3-for-11 from the floor. Then he shot 49% from the field after that, and 42% from three-point range.
Yeah.
I think he'll, for lack of a better phrase, calm down a little bit.
I think the Nuggets are the better team. I think that that's fairly clear. Lakers played five guys a ton of minutes. Anthony Davis played 45 minutes. LeBron James played 41 minutes. D'Angelo Russell played 41 minutes.
And not quality minutes.
Nope. No, not for him. Also, their bench, they had one guy that scored off. They had four guys play off the bench. Only one of them scored. The Lakers have some limitations. Having said that, they messed around. The Nuggets messed around with them for about 18 or 20 minutes. That made you say, come on, let's go. There was never any doubt in my mind, but it was kind of like, come on, let's start reeling this in a little bit. When they got down 12 or whatever it was, you never felt like it was out of touch.
Not having Aaron Gordon was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Defensively.
Sure.
Was a very big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, you hated seeing him get those two quick fouls. But barring something crazy, the Nuggets will win the series because they are the better team. And do better teams generally win a best-of-seven series? Yeah. So, now, having said that, I'll bet you they don't only turn it over four times, which they did. I mean, their handle was unbelievable. So, I mean, they did some really good things from jump in that game on Friday.
I'll tell you what was the most surprising thing. They played 10 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do you see that in the playoffs.
And I think all five of them scored off the bench.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got really good contributions. And the Lakers played a...
They took the Lakers' best shot. The Lakers fired all of their bullets in the game on Saturday. What do I mean by that? LeBron and Anthony Davis were terrific.
Yeah, they were good.
They were better than good.
Mm-hmm.
They were terrific, especially Anthony Davis. And I don't see the two of them having multiple games like this moving forward together.
If D'Angelo Russell's hitting shots, that game's interesting. only interesting. I'm not saying different, but it's interesting. He took 20 shots, only hit 6 of them, 1 of 9 from 3-point range. And I know they think they've got something now with Hachimura on.
Didn't we hear that before?
Yes, that was a theme last year. Let's not forget. Fine, just whatever you're bringing defensively, just show up with it tonight, and we'll see how it all goes.
Well, let's get into that. All right. Ham said the Lakers have a couple of more adjustments they're going to throw at Jokic, adding Lakers didn't want to use all of their adjustments in game one. Why? Winning game one wasn't important?
What the hell does that mean?
This is what he said. We didn't want to go too deep into the in-game adjustments. It's still the ultimate chess game. So we were comfortable with the results.
What?
That's a fireable offense right there. It gave us a chance to get back into the game. And it's one of those things that we know that if we need to get back into it, it is there. Really? Wasn't there last year. Wasn't there in the regular season. But along with several other things, he went on to say, we didn't unveil tonight. Ooh, can't wait to see the secret. Again, people thought, specifically national bozos thought, man, they have figured out Jokic. They have figured him out with Hachimura. And that proved to be false in a very big way.
Well, if they figured it out.
Does Ham sound like a complete idiot saying that?
He doesn't sound bright because, frankly, if I'll take the average right now for Jokic, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists on 60% shooting. If I can have that every night, I'll just take it right now.
Not to correct you, is 65% shooting. He was even better than that.
Well, no, fine. Great.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He was even better than that, which is crazy. Yeah.
Throwing a number. But that's what he does. So, great. And don't give me this, we didn't want to unveil it really in game one. I mean, you got to win 4 games in this.
You have a 12-point lead in the first half, yet you didn't want to show all your cards when you had a chance to steal one. And LeBron and Anthony Davis were on their game. You're saving it. That sounds so stupid and foolish. I was literally at a loss when I listened to him say that.
Well,
what are you saving it for?
Yeah.
Are you saving it for next season? Game 4 when it's 3-0? What are you saving it for? These are the playoffs. What are you saving it for?
Yeah, the Nuggets can play, I'm not going to say significantly better, but the Nuggets can play better than they did Friday night. And the Lakers know that. I mean,
but they have an ace up their sleeve.
Well, apparently.
Because they have adjustments that they haven't shown yet. Here's the bottom line with Jokic. No one has figured him out.
No.
So suddenly you have the kryptonite to slow this guy down. And oh, by the way, if guys are hitting shots when Jokic finds them on double teams, you're going to get cooked too.
Well, that's his magic. And the magic is that he recognizes double teams. So in other words, when you're trying to move the ball against pressure, one of the most important components of that is recognizing when the pressure is coming. If you wait until the pressure gets there, it becomes a much more difficult proposition. This is what Jokic does as well as anyone in the game, is recognizing where the pressure is coming from and being able to process quickly where the open guy is going to be. And then his ability to find it before the pressure really gets to him is part of his magic, a big part of his magic. So he doesn't get hurried. I think Harrison Wynn put out a really good stat, and correct me on it, Alex, if I'm wrong, but it was something to this in this ilk.
Can I correct you?
Sure, if you want.
Okay.
I think he touched the ball 95 times in that game. 95 times. And had no turnovers. 0. 95 times he touched the ball on possessions. In other words, they were running their offense through him, and on 95 different times he held the ball during a possession and committed zero turnovers. That underscores the point. That's a remarkable statistic. Almost as impressive as 32 points on 15 of 23 shooting and 12 rebounds. Those are the little numbers, the little things in the weeds that make him who he is. It's remarkable. So, yeah, I mean, what are they, 7.5-point favorites tonight? That feels about right. I think the Lakers are capable. I think that they'll be heard from. I maintain my 6 with probably more of a nod towards 5 now. But, you know, Nuggets will win this series.
By the way, as a complete side note, the 3 finalists for the MVP are SGA, Doncic, and Jokic. Who came up the biggest in the playoffs over the weekend? And whose team nearly got upset.
Yeah, right.
And whose team got blown out.
It's amazing when you get here, and we've only seen one game in all these series.
Only one.
But there's already a sample size that kind of reflects accurately what we've been talking about and what is true in the history of playoffs. Young teams trying to find their way takes some time. It just, even if they are clearly a better team.
Right.
And it's not like New Orleans has got a whole bunch of playoff experience.
Zion didn't play.
Didn't even play. But they also.
Kawhi didn't play.
But there was no pressure on them whatsoever.
Coming up after the break, Anthony Davis had a huge game. We'll tell you why after the break. You can expect a huge drop-off in his numbers for game 2. Also, who was the most impressive Nugget on the floor in game 1? We're going to go off the board and give you a guy that maybe you didn't think of. That's next.
Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, Chop Shop Casual Urban Eatery, having an end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, back-bar refrigeration, rapid-cook ovens, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want.
Go to rowerauction.com/MHS and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Let's look at Anthony Davis's recent history in the playoffs. So, on Saturday, 32 points, 14 rebounds, 4 blocks. In game 1 of the playoffs last year, he scored 40 points. But in the final 3 games, I'm talking about against the Nuggets, he averaged 22 points a game. Let's look at his recent history in the playoffs, 3 rounds. Opening round against Memphis, scored 22 in game 1, 13 in game 2. Against Golden State, 30 in game 1, 11 in game 2. Against the Nuggets, 40 in game 1, 18 in game 2. His rebounds are always going to be up there, but it's scoring that he tends to have a huge drop-off from game 1 to game 2. I think the Nuggets got his best shot and still won by 11.
Well, the Lakers will not win this game if Anthony Davis is sub 20. Just no way.
Well, he was sub 20 in all 3 of those playoff series.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got to have him. He's a volume shooter, and he's got to score for them. He gets to the line, and he's a key guy. I really like Anthony Davis. I know Nuggets fans probably aren't there. I'm a LeBron fan, too.
As am I.
I really am. I like those two guys. I go back with Anthony Davis all the way to Kentucky. Eric and I were just talking about the national championship game. What, in 2000? I think it was 2012 that Kentucky beat Kansas. And he didn't make shots in that game, but was the best player on the floor because he blocked everything that came down the lane. And he really hasn't changed that much, except now he's a volume shooter and a volume scorer. And the Lakers need him to score to have any chance at all in this playoff.
I think early on in Michael Porter Jr.'s career, there were more than a few people in the Nuggets organization that questioned his killer instinct and his mental toughness. Boy, did he show it.
Wow.
On Saturday. Yeah. With everything going on with his family.
You know,
good on him.
And if you paid attention and followed his day on Friday, where he showed up in court to speak on his brother's behalf, he did it in a very, very tactful, respectful, thoughtful way that was both conciliatory, and, you know, pushing his brother to be better but still showing love and support for him. And then 24 hours later, he's balling in a playoff series. And then afterwards describes it as, you know, I've had to compartmentalize the things going on with my family, because not only did he have a brother that was sentenced to 6 years of incarceration, he had another brother in Jante earlier in the week that was banned for life from the NBA for betting on games.
I am guessing for him being on that court, you might as well put a fence around it, because that's his fortress of solitude.
No question. Had to have been his happy place. And happy is overstating it, but you know what I'm saying. His calm place. But I love the way that he talked about it afterwards. I've got 14 or 15 brothers in this room that are counting on me, that I've got to play well for. And he played his ass off, I thought.
Yep.
And he played his ass off on both ends. I mean, yeah, he still plays Ole defense a fair amount of the time, but he made a couple of plays that started runs going back the other way with a really key block on a finish that Gordon made on a fast break that started with a Michael Porter block at the rim. And then to score 19 points and knock down 3 3-pointers, I thought he played really, really well. It was a great effort, and it was fun to watch. Good for him.
What do the Lakers need to do tonight to win this game? Because I think there's just one thing and one thing only. And that's to have a chance. But that doesn't mean they're going to win. I'll go first.
You go right ahead.
They have to get production out of their backcourt. They have to. I know that Reeves scored 13. I know that Russell scored 13. But it didn't feel like a 13 that made a difference for either guy.
It's when you're taking 20 some odd shots and you're only scoring 13, you're not helping your team.
Right.
D'Angelo Russell has been kind of a missing in action type of guy against the Nuggets pretty consistently. But he's a guy to watch tonight because if he does hit shots early, he makes the Lakers a different team.
Right. I don't know if the Nuggets backcourt gets enough credit for how they play defensively. We certainly talk about KCP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we talk enough about Jamal Murray and how he has picked up his defense.
Well, we should because he has made it a point of emphasis, and he's been verbal in that about developing and improving and evolving with that part of his game. No, you're absolutely right. It's a good point. And if they can take D'Angelo Russell out of the game very much in the same way that they did in game one, it will make their plight a lot easier. Yep. No question.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll get into the NBA and NHL playoff games from the weekend and also discuss the big day for the Broncos today as they have a lot on tap. That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman today. Chop Shop Casual Urban Eatery having a end-of-lease auction featuring walk-in coolers, back-bar refrigeration, rapid-cook ovens, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, game one in the first round of the NBA playoffs turned out to be very predictable as the higher-seeded home team won in all eight games over the weekend. It's the first time since 2013 since that's happened. The closest game was Thunder versus Pelicans as Oklahoma City escaped last night with the 94-92 win. Minnesota blew out Phoenix in game one, and the Clippers handled the Mavericks despite Kawhi Leonard not playing. What were your biggest takeaways from the NBA weekend?
Oklahoma City almost losing That felt like New Orleans' best chance, even though they only shot 38%. You got a shot to win it at the end, you know? And again, I mean, still a poorly designed, just a poorly designed look. You do nothing to get McCollum open, but he finally squirts underneath Lou Dort to get a shot up. I think New Orleans will go quietly now in the rest of this series. Oklahoma City had their one little moment of pressure, and I think it'll do good things for them moving forward.
I could easily go with that one, because if you pick the one that I picked, I'd pick yours.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Dallas got its doors blown.
How could they have not played with more focus and energy? I saw the first half of that game, and I was like, do they know that this is a playoff game?
I'm sorry. For as great as Luka Doncic is, MVP candidates do not allow their teams to let that happen.
I agree. It was beyond underwhelming. It was confounding. Whatever. And Jason Kidd, he tried a lot of different things, but they just couldn't get it going. I don't get that. I mean, I get it during the regular season when you check out a little bit, but these are the playoffs.
By the way, you mentioned that all the home teams won. Same thing happened in the NHL. 14-0, the home teams to start the playoffs.
How about that?
Yep. How about that?
How about Anthony Edwards, too, going for 33 and then letting Kevin Durant know about it every time down, too.
Great. You know what? And Kevin Durant handled it fairly well. Said, I get it. He had something to chirp about. That's part of the game. It's all good. But let's see if the Suns have something for him.
Kevin Durant, like him or dislike him, for a guy chasing championships, you know, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Golden State, New Jersey. Now Phoenix. The guy is so comfortable in his own skin. He knows he's near the end of his career. He's fine with who he is. He knows he's one of the best players of all time. He knows it's the changing of the guard.
Which is great. I'm glad he got back to that place, because for a while I felt like he had serious rabbit ears. Really serious.
He's a really bright guy.
You know, when I was in Oklahoma before I ended up coming here to Denver, and he was in his early stages at Oklahoma City, with Westbrook and Harden and that core, he was about as beloved a player as you could possibly imagine. A guy that would spend $1 million in tornado cleanup. You would see him out actually physically in piles of debris, helping to clean things up. I mean, the guy just could not have started off better. And then it got to that whole, you know, kind of, you know, game for hire with Golden State, and it changed a little bit. And then he started to get a little shorter fuse and stuff. I'm glad he's gotten back to the guy that we see now. It's closer to the guy that we saw at the beginning.
Here's what's interesting about him. One of the best players of his generation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But is he better than Jokic?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
You know, I mean, yeah. Different, a little different, but no, I think I would probably rather consistently have a full dose of Nikola Jokic.
If you're picking teams on the playground, and you have those two guys and a bunch of other guys, and I'm saying just a bunch of dudes, who are you picking first, Jokic or Durant? I'm taking Jokic all day.
Durant can probably score you many.
Jokic could score as many as Durant all day.
He could, but if they're good basketball players that know what they're doing with Jokic, then it's Jokic because so much of playing with Jokic is learning when to cut, learning when to do things off ball. You know, he's an amazing player. I just love watching him play.
George Karl said on Twitter, he's the, in so many words, best player I've ever seen.
Well,
He included Michael Jordan in that, by the way.
Well, there you
go. And he has strong North Carolina ties.
Yep. He's otherworldly.
Yep.
All right, as you guys mentioned at the top of the show, Broncos set to unveil their new unis at 9 a.m. this morning.
No costumes. Costumes, please.
Man, lots of fans are excited for the uniform reveal.
Yeah. Right.
The team last overhauled their uniforms in 1997 and then went on to win back-to-back Super Bowls right after the switch.
Well, they don't have to worry about that now. I mean, so that's one thing that you – are they more – I guess this is something to feel good about and great, good.
Orange is not a good color for the Denver Broncos in big games. I can't stress that enough. What happened with the Orange Crush defense? They wore orange. What happened in all of the other Super Bowls leading up to the first two Super Bowl wins? Orange was the primary color. What happened against the Seattle Seahawks?
Orange.
Orange was the primary color. What happened when they beat Carolina? What was the primary color?
White.
Ah, and blue.
Yep.
Ditch the orange.
It's not a great color.
No.
Orange.
You look like a push-up.
Texas has good orange. Texas has the burnt orange.
The burnt orange, yeah.
And that is understated, and I really like that orange.
And as much as I love the color red, crimson is better.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And then also today, Damani Leach is going to speak at 3 p.m. today, and then an official uniform celebration at the team store tonight at 6 p.m. Any thoughts on the new helmets, too? Would you like to see any specific designs on the helmets?
I want to see a D on a helmet, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
Is that the grade for this team over the last 7 or 8 years?
Well, there you go. Bum-bum-bum. Nice.
Is it?
Well, I mean, pretty hard to argue with, isn't it?
D might stand for Denver, but it sure as hell doesn't stand for Dandy with the way they play.
I mean, how many seasons at 500 or better have they had in the last 7 years? None. Zero.
Zero.
None.
Point.
Zilch.
Zero.
Yet. Zima.
Zima?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Nil.
Point.
Not.
Thank zero.
You. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. They have a price match guarantee. They have the best appliances out there. So, you know, why not take advantage of that? They also have great financing. They also have an entire staff that can help you redesign your entire kitchen. They also have a clearance center with scratch and ding stuff. And they lower the prices by hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Who cares if it has a scratch on it? Like your washer and dryer. My clothes look great. Yours are dirty. Simplest way to put it. Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, I don't know if Ananin's going to be ready to play tomorrow night. But if he isn't, are you really putting Georgiev out there again? That's next.
It's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the Age of Jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.